Coco, your last two albums, Whisper from the Mirror and Deep Blue, are more acoustic than you've recorded before. In the past, you've featured saxophone artists like Brandon Fields, Eric Marienthal and Paul Taylor, but the clear emphasis on these new albums is the piano without the other instruments. What led you to take this step, and is this a new direction, or are you just experimenting?
That was very natural process, and not so intentionally, but ending up we featured more acoustic piano on the album.
Right, with a lot of modern music, you can tell after about 30 seconds how the rest of the album is going to turn out, or the whole track's going to turn out. And Keiko, on your last two albums especially, they seem to have distinctive movements like a classical composition while still retaining the jazz influences. To me, this distinguishes your music from many others. Do you feel that you can better express yourself musically in this way?
For me, it's really natural way. And classical music has many tempo changes and different movement. And sometimes I like to play dramatic tune. So we make it very gigantic structure. And sometimes we have tempo changes too.
There's wide changes of mood in your music. And as a listener, I'm often surprised as the piece develops. Your music's dynamic and you use the space between the notes to great effect. Tell us about how you go about composing your music, and do you have a melody in your head which you develop, or do you just sit at the keyboard and wait for something to happen?
Usually, I set the special time in the midnight after everybody went to sleep and wait to hear something from something above, and sitting in front of the key and just watching the keys, and sometimes melody comes to me and sometimes not. And it's like communicating to the universe. And it's very interesting feeling. And sometimes in my dream, these melodies come. And sometimes I need, I think, the pressure from the deadline. So that time with Kazu, he gave me the advice and putting this motif and putting the different tunes motif together, and that kind of process happened too.
Yes, quite a few composers work through the night to great effect. And what comes first for you, Keiko, the music or the title? For example, do you think I'll write a track about the mountains, or do you go and compose something and then say, oh, this reminds me of the mountains? How do you go about it?
Most of the time, music comes first, but sometime, example, there is a tune called Forever, Forever from Full Moon and the Shrine. And this tune, when Mako was before 2 years old or something, and she told me one day, I love you, Mom, forever, forever. So I wanted to compose for the memory. So this tune was the title. This tune title was the first. And also there is a tune called Nighthawk's Dream from Full Moon and the Shrine. And there is a book called Nighthawk's Star, Yodaka no Hoshi, by Kenji Miyazawa. And this tune became from that image. And sometimes I collect my favorite words, and sometimes from the scenery, sometimes from my trip tour in US and other countries. These memories give me the idea for the title too.